Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County. Every business owner or HR professional tasked with recruitment in 2018 is facing a myriad of challenges, opportunities, and obstacles. Not only has the way we recruit new employees changed, but the equation has shifted whereby qualified candidates, when you can find them, in the hiring process. Here to talk about the struggles and strategies for implementing a successful recruitment effort are Alex Rivera, Senior Human Resource Business Partner at Milgard Windows and Doors in Simi Valley and Chair of the Workforce Development Board Manufacturing Committee. Also, Rebecca Evans in Studios, Senior Program Manager, Adult and Family Services, Human Services Agency, County of Ventura, including the America's Job Center of California. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning to you.
It's great to have you folks in there. Rebecca, nice to see you this morning. Alex, we're going to start with you. With a myriad of digital recruiting tools available, it seems like it should be easier to connect with job candidates. How have your recruitment marketing strategies evolved in this digital age?
Yeah, you would think it would be easier, but it actually has become a bit more difficult for most employers, especially in today's competitive labor market. Typically, speed and being nimble are going to be required, especially with the younger generation of workers who've lived in a world where it seems they're continually connected to their smartphones these days. We've begun to explore some different strategies to be able to be more effective in recruiting those types of workers into our workforce. One of the things that we've just recently piloted is a strategy that uses text messaging to see about reaching out to this younger generation of workers. You think about it, how often do people respond to letters or email, but they're on their phone constantly, and they'll see a text message and generally respond fairly quickly. So in our instance, this pilot campaign that we ran not only increased the numbers of interested candidates, but it also helped to shorten the amount of time it took us to fill those particular positions.
I clicked over to my email, and I have this one thing, Indeed. You must be very familiar.
Yes.
Every single day, I get sent to me 10, 20 jobs, just jobs, and they can be anything, literally from surgeon to driver. And it's funny to take a look at this and the complete difference between the old days of grabbing the paper, classified ads, word of mouth, you know, the old sign on the door for a lot of kids oriented jobs like high school jobs. It is a completely different world.
The
now.
Sunday classifieds are
gone
thin now. Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. There might be one garage sale, one job and one
right.
motorcycle for sale. Mm-hmm. But isn't it, it's funny how that flipped from being the only way to go, grab the paper, and now to one that has switched up. Rebecca, your team runs the America's Job Centers in Ventura County that provides recruitment services to employers and job seekers. How are you addressing the challenges of a tight talent market, and how have those challenges changed as unemployment has fallen?
Well, the great news is if you have skills, experience, and education, you're able to get a job or you're able to advance in your career. That's the great news both for job seekers and for employers. The challenge is a lot of folks who are not finding work have significant barriers to overcome. And this could be a lack of those skills, experience, or education in a specific sector, a lack of skills to meet the demands of our local employers. Or it could be someone who has a significant gap in their employment history. And this could be due to a layoff, a termination, could be an arrest record. You know, a DUI can put a serious dent in your career as well. So, or it could be someone who's a military veteran who is looking to get back into the workforce or is assimilating and looking to match their skills with what's available in the civilian economy. Could also be a person with a disability, and perhaps that disability has affected their career or put them in a position where they need to find a new and different career. So what we do at the job centers is work with candidates to overcome these barriers. And we have programs to increase skills and education, and we work with employers to try to find match opportunities to be able to overcome these barriers and get them into a trainee program.
I'm going to reflect back on an old Woody Allen movie where he's interviewing. Now, remember, this show comes from the 60s. And the interviewer says, have you ever worked on the XC90E computer system? And he says, oh, yes, I have. And he said, well, where? And he said, my aunt had one. Now, back in the day, nobody had a computer, ha, ha, ha. But these days, somebody says something like Excel, and people in my general age group will look and go, I don't know what that is. And they literally will. And for a job tool, mastering Word, mastering Excel, and a lot of these spreadsheets and things like that, essential even to get your foot in the door. And I guess we have to look at training and how quickly can one train on that, and can you teach that older dog those new tricks so they can get in and get a position? Do you find that training is working on people who might be 50 and 60 years old?
It really depends on the individual, but that is one of the areas that we offer free training in the centers very often, is a basic skill like office or software skills, and learning also how to use those on a traditional computer system and, as Alex noted, on an app that might be on an iPad. There are many workplaces now where you're working in the field or you're working in a stock room or you're working on inventory and you've got a tablet in front of you. Mm-hmm. You're not ticking off on a clipboard and necessarily going back to a computer. So being able to use those applications. The good news is also that as these things advance, the applications and the software is easier to use. Many things are much more intuitive. So it's really about breaking down the barrier. And what we do a lot of in the job center is work with people to build their confidence and remove that internal barrier, that fear of opening up Excel and taking a look at it.
And one of the big things is embarrassment. Mm-hmm. People don't want to be embarrassed, so they just walk away rather than try to learn. And I've seen that happen a lot. Alex, recruiting skilled or job-ready employees appears to be a struggle at every level. What are your thoughts or suggestions for a successful recruitment?
So different companies have different strategies, and depending upon what resources you have available, it can range from things very simple to maybe a bit more complicated. The simple things that I think most any employer can do is to see about involving their employees in the recruiting process. Our organization, for example, makes heavy use of employee referrals because our existing employees have a pretty good idea of what that environment is like and know what it's going to take to be able to succeed. Likewise, most companies these days have company websites, and so we try to leverage our company website when it comes to recruiting as well to be able to give folks who come to our website, even casually, an idea of what kind of an organization we are. They'll get some idea by looking at pictures, seeing the types of activities that we're doing, including having a specifically dedicated careers webpage. I think, likewise, being able to give realistic job previews. We sometimes struggle getting people in the door, and then once they're there, we want to hold on to them. And so the simplest thing for us to do is to give them a very realistic preview of what the job entails so that we know that when they get hired that they're going to stick around for a while.
Now, Rebecca, what training programs are available to employers and job seekers through the AJCC and WDB programs? We talked about some of the computer Word and Excel skills.
But in addition to that, a lot of the funding is provided to work-based learning opportunities. And in a previous Workforce Wednesday episode, you had guests on that spoke in great detail about what those work-based learning programs are. For employers, we have on-the-job training programs where we have funding available to reimburse an employer for the investment of time and energy and training if they hire someone in an on-the-job training program, and then that leads to a permanent hire. We're able to help defray some of the cost to the employer in that situation. For job seekers who are not in an on-the-job training program, we have additional funds for training. So they can attend classes, they could complete specific skills courses, they may get a credential or a certificate in a program that's going to make them much more marketable as a candidate.
Sounds good. Now, for both of you, we'll finish, and starting with Rebecca, what is the best advice you would give employers to improve their recruitment efforts and to job seekers when applying for a position?
The best advice is know that you do not have to go it alone. There is help available. We oftentimes have employers that we're working with that are looking for candidates, and we are searching for enough candidates coming through our door for workforce services to match with those employers. So you don't have to go it alone. You can go to workforceventura.org, find one of our locations, and come into a resource center. You can build your skills, you can work on an application, a resume, and get help with interview preparation. The other thing is get very clear on what your skills are, and whether those come from work experience or life experience, know what your skills are. Being on time, being a team player, avoiding office gossip, double-checking your work, those are skills and qualities that a person chooses to have, and they can set you apart as a candidate. So get clear on that, and then be yourself and be fully who you are.
I forget who said it, but my favorite was one of the person from the Workforce Development Board when I said, what would you get a younger recruit? And he said, an alarm clock. And that was it. The great workers, but you know, a different set of skills and discipline in there. And Alex, what would you add to that?
My best advice, short and sweet, is be a great employer. Build a good reputation, and the talent is going to be the path to your door.
That's great. Now, for both of you, very quick question. For people who are a little worried about, man, it just doesn't seem fair. Do you think these days with the new rules and laws we have, and we were talking about it a little bit off air, do you think the job market is fair? Do you think that what we have set up legally and with that kind of exposure, do you think it's open? Because men, women, wages, we hear all of this. What's your view now? Is it getting better?
So I'll simply say that I do think that it's fair for the candidates. There's probably more of a burden on employers to ensure that they're not discriminating, that they're being fair and even-handed. And employers work hard to be able to maintain that objectivity. I know smaller employers maybe don't have the luxury of an HR professional or mm-hmm. the legal training, but these days it really is important to be able to abide by the rules of the road, if you will.
Such a great point, too, the burden not being on the person trying to get the job, but on the person hiring. What is your feeling on that?
Well, I think the intention of the laws is to make things more fair, and mm-hmm. how that plays out is often seen over time. For job seekers, though, you know, your perception of what's fair or unfair is very personal, and it's biased based on your view of the world. So
sure.
We work with job seekers to get back up, dust yourself off, and start all over again if you do not get a job and you need to continue looking.
Excellent point. Thank you very much for coming in this morning. Alex Rivera and Rebecca Evans, Employer Recruitment and Job Seeker Resources are available at the America's Job Centers of California. Go to www.vchsa.org/AJCC to learn more and find a location near you. If you are an employer that is interested or has opportunities for older workers or partnering with a workforce development board and learning more about the ways your business can be part of developing and recruiting our future workforce, visit workforceventuracounty.org or call 805-204-5186.